This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2888, 6 Tips for Waking Up Early and Crushing It by Joel of 5amjoel.com. I'm your narrator, Justin Mollick, reading you blogs every single day of the year. And with that, let's get right to our next post as we optimize your life. 6 Tips for Waking Up Early and Crushing It by Joel of 5amjoel.com. Getting up early changed my life, and I bet it will change yours too. But where do you start? How do you stay consistent? Here are some tips that I use to wake up early each day. My hope is that these will help you too, whether it's 5 a.m., 6 a.m., or even if you call 8 a.m. early. Creating rules will help you remain consistent and in control. Tip number one, create a reason, even if it's a small reason. You won't get up if there's nothing to get up for. Without a good reason, it's very difficult to get up early. Having a routine or checklist is helpful, but it can also get boring to do the same thing every morning. When I first started 5 a.m.ing, here was my morning checklist. Get up, put on coffee, stretch for 5 minutes, walk for 20 minutes, read for 20 minutes, write one positive thought on a flashcard, and start smashing my to-do list. After doing this for a few weeks, I started getting bored. It became harder and harder to get out of bed because there was nothing new to get up for. So I changed things up. Some mornings I get really into my book, so I read for 3 hours straight. Some mornings I drive to the beach and surf before work. Whatever it is, I plan it the night before, so I always have a reason to get up. Try to make your own plan each night and stick to it. If you don't have a plan for multiple days in a row, it'll be extremely difficult to get up. The reason can be anything you want, even if it's something small. Tip number two, set a bedtime. Try to stick to it. Chances are you have an alarm on your phone for the morning, but do you have an alarm for your bedtime? I found this cool feature on my iPhone that gives me an alarm for both mornings and nighttimes. I sometimes lose track of how late it is, especially when I'm up late working. Now the bedtime alarm reminds me. You can find the setting in the clock app on your iPhone. A quick note on work emails late at night. 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. used to be my time to catch up on work emails while watching TV. I used to think it was productive. It's not. But won't my coworkers be impressed when they see me working emails late at night? No. Any person can stay up and send late night emails. True respect from your coworkers will come when they see emails from you sent between 5 to 6 a.m. Or better yet, ultimate respect comes when you completely shut off work after hours. Tip number three. You snooze, you lose. Waking up to an alarm sound sucks. It's painful. So why would you want to hear an alarm multiple times each morning? Once is enough. Each time you hit the snooze button, you're just subscribing yourself to more pain. It's less pain to just get up. Stop hitting the snooze button. You'll get used to it after a while. Tip number four, drink earlier in the day. I love beer. It's something I look forward to every day after a hard day of work. But it's well known that alcohol has a huge effect on how well you sleep and how deep you sleep. Since I'm going to bed a little earlier, I try to stop drinking a little earlier. It makes a huge difference in waking up early. I've noticed when I stop drinking by 7 or 7:30 p.m. and drink water or tea for the last few hours of each day, I feel much clearer in the morning. If I drink beer right up until the moment I go to bed, I'm foggy and dazed at 5 a.m. My morning is less productive, and honestly, it's less fun. Tip number five, weekends, travel, vacations, stay consistent. Getting up early is even more important on the weekends. There's a couple of reasons I don't sleep in on the weekends. First off, it's much easier to create a habit if you do it every day. If you wake up Monday to Friday at 5 a.m., then sleep in until 9 a.m. on the Saturday and Sunday, you'll find it very hard to get back up at 5 a.m. on Monday morning. Chances of succeeding are lower. Second, I eventually found that weekend mornings are even more productive than weekdays. Less people are awake and you can focus solely on your personal affairs and goals. I've said it before and I'll say it again. I don't get up for work, I get up for me. Let me ask you this. If you could magically pause time for a 2-hour period on any day of the week, which day would you choose to have the extra time in? Would it be a Monday so you could do extra office work? Or would you choose Sunday so you could have a few more hours to relax at home? My guess is you'd choose Saturday or Sunday. Think about this when you sleep in on the weekends. You might be robbing yourself of your hard-earned time off. And tip number 6, no social media in the morning. Be careful what you let into your brain in the morning. After sleeping all night, your brain is like a fresh sponge, ready to soak up whatever the new day brings. If you fill it with distractions, it can delay your progress in reaching your goals. Facebook can wait. In equals out. Ever heard of the low information diet? I've been on it for many years and try to avoid all social media and news, especially in the mornings. You just listened to the post titled 6 Tips for Waking Up Early and Crushing It by Joel of 5amjoel.com. And thank you to Joel. Who better to give advice on waking up early than the guy nicknamed 5am Joel? Now, do you have to wake up at 5 a.m. every day to get benefits in your life? Like he said, no, it does not need to be 5 a.m. It could be 8 a.m. if you want. But maybe this gave you some ideas of how you can get up maybe an hour earlier or 30 minutes, 10 minutes. Anything can be helpful. But please don't try to do all of these tips at once or right away. As my brother says pretty frequently on Optimal Health Daily with lists like these, think about the list again after hearing it and which one stood out to you the most. Was it creating a reason, sticking to a bedtime every night, stopping snooze, drinking earlier if you drink, consistency, or removing social media from the mornings? Was one of those the one that was like, oh, that makes sense to me, I can do that? If so, try it out. For me, it's social media or the cell phone in general in the morning. I use my phone to wake up, so it's really tempting to check for urgent messages or emails first thing in the morning, which then leads to social media and then other things. But getting up first seems like a pretty simple and logical first step to get up earlier. So pick yours. Let me know how it goes. Thank you for being here and listening every day. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.